Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm at the Cave in Chapel Hill. I'm with a band called The Dial Tones. They just played a great show with Wahea's from Greensboro. And I was wondering if you guys could introduce yourselves.
My name is Alex. I sing and play a bit of drums and guitar.
I'm Gus. I play some drums and guitar.
I'm Jan, I play bass.
And where are you guys from?
We're from St. Pete, Florida. It's kind of like a little community, but, you know, it's got some great shit out there.
Tampa Bay area.
I don't know. A lot of our friends
I forgot the exact longitude and latitude on that one.
South of the border.
South of the border, that's right. Well, so how long have you been a band for?
Probably like 5 months.
5 months. I'd say 5 months. But we've all like played like locally in different bands, so we're all kind of in the music scene. It was just one of those things that just sort of happened. You know, we were jamming and worked out.
I'm in like 3 bands right now, but I've been playing in bands since I was 13 years old, and then I kind of took a break and did some solo stuff for a while, and wrote a bunch of material that's kind of what I'm resurrecting now, and playing with these guys, because, you know, I kind of had it like in like a little vault, you know, I was like stashing away for like when I knew the time was right, and I think it's now. I know it's now.
You said you're in 3 bands right now.
I'm in a band called Candor Rat, and it's more like post-punk, a little garage, a little grunge, you know. I just play drums in that one. That's pretty much it. And then I'm also...
How do you spell that?
C-A-N-D-O-R-R-A-T. And then I'm in a band called Basement Tapes with Jan. And we're not planning on touring or anything, but we're definitely going to do some recordings in the future because our guitarist is in school, and he's really busy. He's, like, working on being an engineer, so, you know... We got to work around his schedule, and we totally understand his circumstances, but we just jam, pretty much. That's what we do. That's our thing. But.
And you guys are in other bands, too?
Yeah, I'm in another outfit called Johnny Mile and the Kilometers, and it's rock and roll a la, say, something Mott the Hoople and Eddie and the Hot Rods and some Stooges, you know. And that's my only 2 projects at the moment, is this and...
I just play in Basement Tapes, and then I play in my bedroom, and I don't let anybody hear it.
Well, so how did everyone in the band first meet each other?
I met Jan through someone named Hannah, and I'm not going to go any further about that because I don't want any bad juju on the record here. But we're not friends anymore, and but I met Jan through the process, so there must have been a reason for us being friends in the first place.
Yeah.
And we connected, and we were playing.
You found God and connected.
Yeah, we connected through Jesus, God, and spirituality, and mind reading, and all that. So
we tea leaves.
Every once in a while, usually popsicle sticks. But,
oh yeah, yeah. That's a preferred one of mine too.
Yeah. Horoscopes are good.
Yeah, horoscopes are great. I'm a Gemini, so I'm all over the fucking place, but. Anyways, me and Jan were just jamming with my ex-boyfriend for a while, and nothing really serious, and then we started Basement Tapes, fucked around a little more, and then, Tyler comes up, and he's like, hey, you want to start a doo-wop cover band to me, and I'm like, fuck yeah, why not, and he's like, yeah, just do ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and I'm like, alright, easy enough. So eventually that morphed into...
That was a different project. That was actually a different project with a different person. And we have a mutual friend of ours that she introduced us. And I knew she played the drums, and me and this cat, that didn't ever get off the ground, but we kept jamming, and this morphed out of it. And it's solid. So I like it.
Yeah, somehow we just started writing originals and... didn't play as many covers, but we still know them, like There Goes My Baby we played tonight by the Drifters, and there's this song that I really want to play, Popsicles and Icicles by the Mermaids.
Oh, that's a great oldies track.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah, I want to get that one down before we play with Mark Salton. on the 30th.
Are you playing with Mark Sultan?
Yeah, we're playing with Mark Sultan on the 30th. I almost cried when I heard that. Like, I was so excited. He's been one of my idols for years now. Like, at least 6 years now.
So. I love King Kong, the barbecue show. Always put on a great show.
Yeah, I saw them at in St. Pete when they came by. And Tyler's old band opened for them, Archaic Interest.
I played in an outfit a long time ago called Archaic Interest, and we opened for King Kong in St. Petersburg up at the local long time ago. And I also played at the band called Part-Time Models, and we actually opened up for the barbecue show once.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Old Mark Sultan.
Led Zeppelin. Right?
Yeah, I filled in briefly after Bonham. You know, it was tragic, but they flew me out to England. It's real cool, real nice guys, kind of partiers, but, you know, I just had to step back. I couldn't handle all the, you know, the party.
Too much coke. But, yeah, I remember seeing Archaic Interest. Like, I had followed them for a little while, and I was like, damn, that guy on the drums, he dresses really fucking nice. Like, he's always got the bolo tie on. Like, we both collect bolo ties. He's got the fucking, like, orange suit, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where does this guy get this clothes?
Are there any bolo tie outlets in Florida?
Not at all.
You just got to go to the flea market or thrift store, get lucky, score a fucking bolo tie.
Yeah, it does. But
well, so, yeah. I was going to ask you, who came up with the name the Daltones?
Was it you?
I had joked about the idea of having that name in a band for a while, and just kind of ran with it because it's kind of now an arcane thing, the concept of a dial tone. And I wanted it to be like a four-part harmony idea, but I don't know. It just, the name got recycled, and you know, Tagus. I did find, however, because band names, I found deep in the vaults, you can find a different dial tones. Deep. They released a couple singles in 1959, 1960, literally. Like, it's like two singles.
Back in the day.
But what's interesting is that unit spiraled off into a much more famous group, and they're called Randy and the Rainbows.
It's yes.
Denise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blondie covered that, right?
I found a cover of it, but it's from that time, and I don't remember who the hell they were.
I think they cover it, but it's Dennis instead of, because Debbie Harry sings it, so it's like a male instead of a female.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going to find that.
You could be wrong, but you'll have to fact check me later.
Then again, Jimmy, she did Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves. That's a hell of a song.
Oh, yeah, it's an amazing song.
The Nerves rock. I mean, Blondie's cool, but I mean, I love Blondie, too. Debbie Harry's great.
Oh, yeah.
The Nerves are really freaking cool, too.
Yeah, The Nerves are great.
Yeah.
Well, so, what are some of the best bands coming out of the St. Petersburg area?
Oh, wow. Ooh. Veiny Hands.
Veiny Hands.
Forget all those other bands. I'm here for Veiny Hands. Oh, man. Dude,
Soapbox Soliloquy.
Sonic.
Oh, I heard Soapbox Soliloquy, they did a great cover of Dream Lover.
Yes. It's a beautiful cover. Yeah. I remember when Jasmine, I actually live with her, Jasmine of that band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she spent a lot of time working on that, and that was great. That was really cool when she did that.
So,
I said Veiny Hands. You got Sonic Graffiti.
Kandorat. Teddy Ruxpin. That's an interesting one.
Teddy Ruxpin?
There's a band called Teddy Ruxpin. They got a really cool sound coming out.
Yeah, what do they sound like?
I was going to be in the band, but we couldn't.
Things didn't work out.
And, you know, we're still cool and all, and I'm happy for them. They're, like, going places, you know. Two of my, like, closer, like, girlfriends are in that band. The Satanic Bear thing.
There's actually a slew of good bands, man. You got Fictional Friends. They're really cool. Deadborns. They're really cool. Fairoy.
Yeah.
Really, jeez, man. I feel like I'm forgetting a band, and I feel like...
I know a good rap artist. His Facebook official name is official.dmt. And he's
the spirit molecule.
I know, but like he's actually really good, you know. And I think
Gino and the Goons is out of Tampa. They're really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love Gino and the Goons.
Yeah,
they're great.
Gino and the Goons is great.
They're playing here soon.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Go.
I bought one of their records like before I even like really played any instruments. You know, I saw them play at Mojo Books and Records in Tampa, and like just the frontman showed up. He's like, "Yeah, my band was like busy today, but I'm still gonna do the show." So he just is up there with his guitar singing. I'm like, this guy's a fucking badass if he's going to play a show without his band, you know? And so I bought their record and everything. It was really tight.
That's awesome. A Radiohead from St. Pete, they're really good.
I don't think I've heard of them.
Actually, Smash Mouth, man. Smash Mouth.
Linkin Park, you know, Limp Bizkit, favorites.
Smash Mouth actually played a rock and roll marathon here a couple of years ago. And
when I was a kid, I really loved Smash Mouth.
Well, the funny part about it is that they were playing in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they played like the morning of the marathon, and the lead singer was still intoxicated, allegedly, and he gave a shout out to the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, but he was in Raleigh.
Oh, that's a party foul.
Yeah,
that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
He should have watched his mouth.
Have you guys ever forgot what town you were in?
No.
No.
No, I like knowing where I'm at and getting a sense of pride, knowing that, you know, because everybody's hometown pride, and you want to know like what's going on, you know, because every community's different. So
travel is the best part.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I we get that a lot back home where it'll be in St. Pete and be like, Tampa, how's it going? And Tampa and St. Pete are two very different towns.
Tampa's very metal right now.
Oh, death metal capital of the world. Actually, they say that the humidity in the air creates a specific distortion to the amplifiers, and it leads to the Tampa sound.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Urban
I'm gonna go with that. I how well it sounds.
Isn't the band Death from?
Yes.
Florida, yeah.
I think Cannibal, they're out of Sarasota, and Cannibal Corpse as well. And actually, no shit, there's a practice space, I don't leave it unnamed, but we shared it with Cannibal Corpse. They showed up in a tour bus.
Oh, really?
I kid you the freak not,
that's
man.
You never told me that.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm not really into metal, but like, still, it's kind of crazy.
You guys ever do a side project
with Cannibal Corpse?
Like Dial-A-Corpse, maybe.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd just be a bunch of fun.
This was like four or five years ago, but you know that would have been crazy. Yeah, they showed up in their tour bus. They parked the tour bus at the practice space. It's also a storage unit, and these big metal guys came out, and we heard legends that Cannibal Corpse keeps their stuff at this place. And we're like, whatever, and sure, because it's all metal. We were the only, me and this cat Rod and Vanny Hands, actually. And it was a metal practice space. Everybody's metal. Every band was metal. We were the only two rockers. And sure enough, man, it's huge. Yeah, and I was like, that's Cannibal Corpse, man. And like, they got into their nice cars, their wives and kids, and drove off. It was weird.
You should really return their emails.
I know, they keep hitting us up, but, you know, it's... Sorry, guys.
Tour's going to happen one day.
We're working on it.
Working on that
part. Well, so, is this your first time playing in North Carolina?
Yeah. First time.
It's my first time.
It's our first time.
Not for me, actually.
It's been a great first
time. I'm not a North Carolina virgin. I came here with a friend, and we kind of did an improv show at the Cave. We were just bored, and we were, like, going from venue to venue, like, calling places, showing up at places, saying, like, hey, can we play tonight? You know, like, we got some, like, stuff we know, and then we can do some improv, you know. And the Cave was the only place that was like, hell yeah. So we did it, and we did it under the name of Corpus Coliseum, I think, or Whirlin. It was kind of a mix of two projects. It was really fucked up and weird, but like it was mostly improv, just like crazy space jams, and yeah, it was a lot of fun though. Got some video of that somewhere.
And so, how many recordings do the Dialtones have right now?
Like officially, like three good recordings, and then like
we're actually done with quality gear.
Yeah. Three, and then we have a
raw
fuck ton of
raw,
like really raw demos.
But, I mean, if you like garage, like you like 60s garage rock,
yeah,
you'll think it's cool.
I mean, we were talking about Chain and the Gang earlier. Like, they're, like, a lot, some of the stuff's on our demo tapes, like, literally sound like the same, like, recording style as Chain and the Gang, you know?
My mom didn't think it was cool.
Your mom didn't think it was cool?
Mom was like, she just shook her head silently.
I didn't even show my mom, so, you know, she didn't even come to my shows, but, you know.
Okay, my mom's never been to a show. Entire time I'm doing this, okay. Like 8 years.
Damn.
Mom's never been to a show. Love you, Mom. Love you so much. You're the best in the world.
I love my mom and my dad, too. I think they're just like, they think they're going to embarrass me, so they don't want to come. But I'm like, no, please come. Like, I want you here, you know, so.
Maybe a showcase for the parents one day, right?
Yeah, like, if they came, I would literally, like, dedicate a song to them, you know. So I think my dad's going to come to the Mark Sultan show, and that'll be tight.
My parents think I'm in Radiohead.
Oh,
I can't. I don't know how long I can keep the lie going, but dude. I showed them some of the demos, and they said we need a better drum sound.
So those checks will be in the mail any day, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, Jan, where's the money for food? I'm fucking starving. Promise me McDonald's.
Well, so I'd ask you, I know Danzig from the Misfits won't autograph a bootleg. So
really?
If someone had a Daltones bootleg, would you autograph it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Not a second. I mean, now, mind you, though, like, we're going to say hi, but here's the two rules. There is this right now that's, like, of course. And then there's like, the fanatic. I can understand where a celebrity wouldn't want to sign, like, an instrument, just have it reappear on eBay so some schmuck can profit off of somebody who legitimately loves the band. That's where I can even see where Danzig would be coming from on that. You know, because that is pretty, you know, it's one thing when there's some kid who, like, loves your band so much, and then there's another, like, a profiteer.
If you can tell the difference, you know.
But. Yeah, it'd be a question of, like, you know,
the money's always floating around somewhere, so.
It's always in the banana stand.
Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
SoundCloud
and YouTube.
Yeah, SoundCloud, YouTube. We do have a Bandcamp, but we haven't really designed the page yet, so it's just like blank.
More people are going towards SoundCloud. We've been using a lot more SoundCloud, so that's just kind of how we've always been. Yeah, I mean, even with Johnny Mile, Archaic, any of our other projects, they're all on SoundCloud.
Come to the show, buy the CDR.
If you're in St. Petersburg, Florida. Next time we're up here. YouTube as well. You can look up. Of course, you'll find a couple. You'll find the oldies, but you'll rock.
We're going to be uploading some stuff pretty soon. Like, I mean, the CD we have at the show now has 9 tracks on it. Like I said, I mean, 6 out of the 9 are pretty lo-fi, but, like, I mean, they're releasable, you know. And we're going to be recording with Rod again to do some more, like, professional stuff on Reel to Reel with his mixing board and all that junk. Like, I don't know anything about it. I'd love to, but I don't. And, so he's a busy guy, so we do what we can do, and we don't want to spend, like, $1,000 to get a good recording. So if a friend offers, like, a free recording to us, we're going to say, hell fucking yeah. But, so hopefully that'll work out soon. We'll get some more.
Yeah, we should have a full-length. We hope to have a full-length album at least by October. Like, it'll be like a 9, like, at least 9,
I mean,
or plus.
I mean, we have 16 songs. But.
Originals, but we have like a 9-song EP here that's raw, but then come back, talk to us around October, and we're going to have some nice recorded quarter-inch tape. It'll be pretty. It'll be real pretty.
Sure.
Nice, solid package.
And lastly, will that be on a record label, or will that be independently released?
I'll probably drive it through Blind Not Deaf, which is a little label out in St. Pete, or Ghost Drag out in Miami. And there's a lot of cool bands, the Gun Hoes, Plastic Pinks out of Miami, even check them out.
Mo Booty.
Killer Mo Booty. Especially if you're like doom, beachy, spaced out, baritone guitars, Mo Booty.
Mo Booty's a shit.
Yeah. The name's also like a play. It's Morgan and
His last name. Alexander
Merbouti.
Yeah.
Is his last name? It's a funny last name.
It. It's French. It's Merbouti, I think. But you know.
Hmm? Oh, you know him? Yeah. Sick.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a good cat. Yeah. And he's been in a couple of projects, and like I said,
Monica's great too.
Yeah, Monica, yeah. Jesus Christ.
She's a great photographer as well, so.
Yeah, they're really cool. So there's some good bands that come out of Miami as well. There's one called Horish Borish. It's really good out of there. Like I said, it's Plastic Pinks and Gun Hoes, respectively, in Orlando. I mean, you got the Wellesians, the Woolly Bushmen.
Another band like Little Sheba. Have you heard Little Sheba and the Shamans? Check them out. They're cool. Funky rockabilly cover band called Hairdressers on Fire. They're really cool.
That name.
Yeah, they're a sight to see, though. I have experienced them where I saw that Peter Hook in the Light. Have you heard about
that? Yeah, I saw that tour.
What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. Played for, like, 3 hours. Played every song I wanted to hear.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, no offense to Peter Hook. I don't know the man, but I my dad and I went. My dad's an old punker from back in the day.
Okay.
And we were both kind of like... I didn't like Peter Hook singing the songs. And at least that's what we got.
Yeah.
And the two bass players. But anyways, I went after that to this bar, The Benz, in St. Petersburg. And Hairdressers on Fire is playing cover nights. I saw probably one of the best versions of I Saw Her Standing There I've ever seen. They're just a hell of a band. Hell of a band.
Hell of a name.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And please come back again.
We will. Thank you very much.
I love Chapel Hill. And Raleigh.